USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is criticizing the impeachment process on Twitter. The president questioned why, quote, crazy Nancy should be able to impeach him when Democrats have only a slight majority in the House. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says she's disturbed with some of the comments she heard from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. McConnell said in an interview he would be working in total coordination with the White House counsel's office. Murkowski, on the other hand, believes,
to me, it means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense.
Murkowski speaking there in an interview with KTUU News out of Anchorage, Alaska. Another record-setting day on Wall Street as the NASDAQ was up over 9,000 for the first time ever, finishing at 90.22. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A Paris landmark damaged by fire early this year may never be the same. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The rector of Notre Dame Cathedral says the Paris landmark is still so fragile after a fire early this year, there's a 50% chance the structure may never be saved, as scaffolding installed before the fire is threatening the vaults of that Gothic monument. The Monsignor Patrick Chauvet says restoration work isn't likely to begin until 2021, describing his heartache that Notre Dame could not hold Christmas services this year for the first time since the French Revolution.
We're learning just how much money the Chinese government has spent to help tech giant Huawei. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Chinese government gave Huawei $75 billion in support so it could rival Apple and Samsung. The phone maker's ties to the Chinese government have troubled other nations as the company looks to enlarge its international footprint. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Christmas Day has passed with no sign of North Korea's Christmas gift. U.S. military and intelligence officials are continuing to keep a watch out for that gift. Most experts claim the gift will likely be a test of a long-range missile, although according to former CIA agent Brian Wright, when it comes to North Korea...
Well, we have to remember that we have a neurotic kid who's at the head of a nuclear-armed state. So the threat is real. Even if it didn't happen yesterday, it certainly could happen today and the days to come. So if I were to sit down with the president and give him counsel, it would be continue with the diplomatic efforts. We have to focus on that kind of a solution. We also have to start exploring covert action operations with the CIA obviously working in close collaboration with the military. We need to start targeting both the facilities and the people involved in this program, both carrot and stick. And I think that the president understands that. I think he leans much more towards trying to find a diplomatic solution here. But we also have to remember that this isn't just about North Korea and the peninsula. Mm-hmm. This is also about Kim Jong-un selling all of his weaponry abroad to places like Syria, Iran. So this problem isn't just localized, it's global. And the president knows that, and I think that he's got to maybe lean a little bit heavier on some of the solutions to take care of this problem.
A Florida sheriff is blasting Amazon for not helping find the driver who stole a package he was supposed to deliver. Surveillance video shows the driver setting the package down, taking a picture, and then swiping it for himself. The driver was arrested, but with little help from Amazon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.